Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I don't think most of you realize that you do not have time. Everything is time. Time can be converted into anything. We all know time can be converted into money. People say often, time is money. This is true. Money is also time. You spend money to save time. Time is the enemy of the rich man, so he takes a private jet to save time. Money is the enemy of a poor man, so he waits for the bus to save money. But they're the same thing, money and time. So when I say you don't have time, this is something you need to remember because it's extremely important and you can apply it to most things. You do not have time to have a headache. Do you understand? I'm not saying you don't have a headache. I'm not saying your head doesn't hurt. But you don't have time for it to affect your life. You do not have the waking hours. You are being outcompeted and crushed by people who are more powerful and more connected than you'll possibly ever be. By people who know things you do not know. You do not have time to have a headache. It's simply not acceptable. How do you perform when you have headaches is a stupid question. The fact you've even framed it in that way shows that you don't understand the world. I'll give you another example. You don't have time to argue with your woman. Your woman started an argument today or yesterday, whenever, and you've been texting back and forth. You don't have time. You have things to do. There's unlimited work in the universe. You don't have time to have a headache or message girls or scroll Instagram. You don't have time for any of these things. Time is your lifeblood. It's all you've got. You can turn time into reputation. You could turn time into global fame. You could turn time into respect. You could turn time into a fantastic body. You could do anything with your time. You could choose a random embassy. You could choose a random country that you have beef with, Chile. And you could go stand outside the Chilean embassy with a sign saying, "Down with Chile," for no reason. But if you stood there every single day, after about 2 years, people would be like, "Who is this guy? And why does he hate Chile so much?" You can turn your time into anything you want. So how are you going to waste it sitting around saying, "I have a headache"? Boo, boo, I have a headache. But the question is framed incorrectly. If I have a headache, I don't care. And one of the main reasons I don't care is because my enemy doesn't care. You know, when I got injured when I was training for fights, my coach would often say to me, "Is your enemy going to hit you less or show you mercy because of this injury?" If you say, "Okay, we're about to fight, but halfway through the training camp, I hurt my foot, so, you know, take it easy." No, he's going to try and destroy me anyway. So if he doesn't care, why do I care? And why does my coach care? Nobody cares. The people who are trying to steal your woman, and trust me, everyone is. The people who are trying to take the money that you want to earn and put it in their pocket before you can. The people who want to have large and gorgeous feathers on their peacock to show the world all the amazing things they've done. They don't care that you have a headache. So why do you care? You need to reprogram your mind. You don't have time to have a headache. You don't have time to be doing the majority of things you do. And there's always been and always will be. And we could talk about that again. We were talking earlier about competence, right? Do you think a woman sees you as competent if you complain about having a headache? Let's say you have a headache. It's fine. You have a headache. I'm not disputing that. Maybe it really hurts. That's terrible. If you go, "Oh, I've got such a bad headache." Do you think a woman looks at you and goes, "Yes. Oh, I found the guy for me." She may not say anything. She may say, "Oh, do you want a pill?" But really, deep down, this guy's a dickhead. I mean, if you got hit in the head with a hammer or shot in the face, fine. But why do you have a headache? From what? Scrolling TikTok. A lot of you deserve the failure you endure. The universe is very giving. I often believe, people say the world's not fair. I'd argue that karmic retributions, and in the long run, all in all, is pretty fair. Karmic retributions are real. In the end, God gives you exactly what you deserve. So if you're not happy with your life, you have to ask yourself, do you really deserve more? Have you really tried 100% of the time? Did you ignore that headache? Are you as competent as you could possibly be? Have you given 100% every time you've done anything? No, you deserve what you have. You deserve your mediocrity because you're an average person. You want a Lambo and these women and a boat and whatever else you want because you see it on Instagram, but wanting something and deserving something are very different things. If you truly deserved it, you'd be working for it in a way that ensures it would be given to you by the universe. Every single thing I've ever wanted, I have got. Maybe not instantly, maybe not easily. In fact, certainly not both. It was always difficult and it always took time, but I really wanted them, so I always got them. And I put in enough work to show God and show the universe I deserve them, so he gave them to me. I cannot remember a single time, and I state this as a matter of fact, this is not hyperbole, I cannot remember a single time I have ever decided not to do something that must be done because I had headache, ever, ever. It is easier if you enjoy it, because you do not struggle with lack of motivation or lack of interest. For me to say you could honestly be world champion at something you hate is a lie. You can, however, be competent at things you don't like. You can be very good at something you don't like doing. To be the best in the world, you probably have to fall in love with it. But the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And you can fall in love with the idea of being good in general. So anything I do, I don't want to be bad at. I either don't do it or I try my very best all the time to become extremely good at it. I don't see the point in doing anything and being mediocre or being bad at it. What's the point? If I'm going to speak on podcasts, I want to be good at it. Anything I'm going to do, I want to be good at. Now, you should have enough respect for yourself that you're prepared to always put in the effort to give your best 100% because it is a habit. You should always give your best to anything you do. When you pick up a video game, you should give your best. When you drive a car, you should attempt to drive as efficiently as possible, using the brake as little as possible to not waste fuel, to make sure there's no close calls, no sudden braking. Most of you are just getting in your car and driving like a jackass from point A to point B, not trying to actually go, you know what, let me drive and pretend I have the queen in the back seat and I can't even brake suddenly. And I only have a fraction of fuel. How far can I go if I very smoothly, very calmly anticipate the traffic in advance, move my car in and out of the car so I barely have to brake, keep moving slowly and smoothly? Let me try and get good at this. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. And it is a habit to be good at things. There's nothing wrong with just being good at things. To be the best in the world, you have to love it. That's true. But you're not going to love the majority of things you do. That's not realistic. The world's not going to afford you a life where everything you do, you're in love with. In fact, you're going to end up doing a whole bunch of things you don't want to do. And the life hack is, if you enjoy getting better at things, then you can be doing something you don't want to do better than you previously done it. And now you enjoy doing it because you were more competent and more capable at said task. You are now better at said task. Every single thing I approach with vigor because I like being good at things. And that's not because I'm arrogant. That's because I have enough respect for myself. And more importantly, I have enough respect for the people I love to know that I need to be good at things. When my children or when my women or my family or my people who rely on me, my brothers, anybody comes to me expecting me to do something for them, I need to have enough respect for them to know that I'm good at what they ask me to do. And if I don't know what they want me to do or I'm not particularly good at it, I'm at least good at learning. You can become good at learning so that you learn things faster. Good at concentrating. Good at taking a scenario seriously. These are all basic life skills to go along with bravery. That's going to put you in a competitive bracket amongst the masculine realm which exists today, because most people can't even focus. Most people can't even focus or try hard at anything. So to answer the question, can you become world champion without loving boxing? No, you can't become the best in the world. However, you can become very good at it because you can have enough discipline to ensure that you go to training and you can make sure that you're the kind of person who, if you're going to go to training, you're going to try your best. Guys, you're going to go to training for an hour. Whether you try hard or don't try hard, you're going to spend an hour in the boxing gym. There is no reason to not try. That is a learned habit. And what you often find with people who need to be motivated into things, because they're not disciplined enough to do things and not disciplined enough to do things properly, they'll go and say, I went to boxing training, as if that's all that it's about. It's not about going to the training. It's about trying hard in the training. It's about giving it your all. It's about dedicating yourself. You're going to give an hour up anyway. There's no reason to not try. Most people go through their entire adult life without trying 100% hardly ever. Think about it. Even when you go to the gym, you don't try 100%. You try 60%, 70%. You don't try 100% at home. What do you try 100% with? Do you really try 100% with work? Are you really moving that mouse as quickly as you possibly can? No, you're not trying. So you have people who have gone through life and are going through life without even giving 100% of what they've got ever, ever. And it's interesting because we're entering the most competitive period of human history. So you need to get very good at everything you do, all of the time. You'll learn a lot of lessons about psychology in the boxing ring. Now, they're not related, technically. One's exercise, one's the psychology of people. But you'll learn in the fight ring, you'll learn that you're not tired when you're winning. You're tired when you're losing. That once you start to win, you get to find unlimited energy from the universe from somewhere, and you just continue to push forward, no matter how hard it is. Winning is easy. It's trying to turn it around when you're losing that is difficult. You take this lesson from boxing and you apply it to everything else in life. You apply it to money and say, once I start to make money, I know I will have endless motivation to keep making money. It's just hard to make money in the first place. It's hard to get over that hurdle, but once I get going, it's easy. It's a positive reinforcement loop. It's a spiral upwards into infinity. It's a tornado that takes you to the promised land. So to have that unique psychological conclusion, that unique psychological input, you had to become good at boxing. So it's very important that you're good at everything you do, all of the time. Don't do it if you're not going to try. But you don't want people to learn bad habits. But it's a bad habit to coast. It's a bad habit to spend time and waste it. It's a bad habit to go, oh, I tried. I went. I didn't give it my all, but at least I went. You see this kind of cope online all the time. Yeah, at least I went. It's going that matters. That's not true. It's trying that matters. So you see this kind of cope. Ah, yeah, well, you know, I didn't feel like going to the gym, but I went and just had a light session. Why? You went anyway. So why did you have a light session? If you're going to go, do it. If you're going to do it right. There's no point in half doing anything. You may as well have not done it at all. So this idea you can coast through things, this idea you can lazily try or pretend to try or just showing up counts, I dispute all of that absolutely. You give 100% of your heart, soul, and vigor to anything you do, and it becomes a habit so that it's all you know how to do. Before you know it, you're driving a car trying to do it as well as possible. And you're having a conversation trying to be as clear and compendious and concise as possible. And you're trying to make money as much as possible, as efficiently as possible. And you're trying to educate your children as well as possible. You're trying to protect your family as much as possible.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Possible. You're trying to get as strong as possible because all you know is maximum limits. That's all you've ever done. You've never done any of this. You know, that garbage can go out the window. So you need to get good at getting good at things, and you need to get good at trying 100% at all things, whether you like them or not. And this will give you a base level of competency in all realms, even if you're not in love with said task. Success is like being pregnant. Everyone says congratulations, but nobody knows how many times you get fucked. Absolutely. But that's the beauty of success, right? Because all the times you get fucked teach you the lessons you need to be successful in the first place. You would never be successful without getting screwed over. And also, you wouldn't be happy with your success without getting screwed over. The reason you appreciate that woman who's so good to you, who you trust with all your heart, who's loyal to you, is because that other woman cheated on you. If you had never seen a terrible, narcissistic, cheating woman, you wouldn't appreciate a good, kind-hearted one. There is no light without dark. So it's very important that you go through these bad things, one, to learn lessons, but two, to learn gratitude and appreciation for things once you have them. It's extremely important. Every time something bad happens to you, you need to say thank you to God. Thank you, God, for giving me this difficult time, for me to learn lessons, and for me to have more appreciation for my fantastic life in the future. That's how you should approach life. And especially success is exactly the same way. The lessons you'll learn failing along the way will ensure that when you get to the top, you can keep it. Firstly, the tenet of bravery. It's difficult to think of a scenario where being brave would be a negative mindset for you to be able to tap into, because bravery affords new options you haven't previously considered. If you're a coward, you don't have certain options on the chessboard because you simply don't have the bravery to make X moves. But if you are brave, you can analyze these moves. So you have a whole bunch of moves that most people don't have. Most people do not have the bravery to consider alternate paths. You need to be able to look at the chess moves that most people will not be prepared to make. And most people live very afraid. So bravery is an extremely important skill to hone. It's something you should practice. You should often sit and think, what would be the bravest decision I could make in this scenario? What would be the bravest one I could possibly make? And consider it. I'm not saying do it, but you should get in the mental model of considering it. Because quite often when you're a coward, brave decisions don't even cross your mind, ever. They don't even cross your psyche. They're not even something that's interesting to you. You haven't trained your mind to consider them. So you need to train your mind to consider bravery, because bravery is something that is gonna universally apply throughout your life. It doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter if you're poor, it doesn't matter if you're in Thailand, it doesn't matter if you're in Peru. Having the option to be extremely brave and consider the options which are afforded only to a brave person is gonna be something which is always going to benefit you. So it's very important that you consider and think about bravery as a whole, something I want you to hone. Because life is sales. Convincing a woman to love you is sales. Work is sales. Life is sales. So, fantastic thing to learn. Boxing, once again, fantastic thing to learn. It's very good. Your body and mind are connected. You cannot have a strong mind without having a strong body. Fantastic. Who should you be before you become rich? Well, money is an amplifier. Money's not going to change who you are. It's going to amplify who you are. If you're a good person, it'll make you a very good person. If you're a bad person, it'll make you a very bad person. If you're a weak person, it'll make you very weak and cowardly and scared. If you're a strong person, it'll make you very brave. Money amplifies. So you actually kind of have to hope that you don't get rich too early before you've struggled enough, because men are built on the back of struggle. You have to go through pain and terrible things as a man and struggle constantly to be a good man. No man who has not struggled is a good man or good at being a man. But don't worry, I think God has a plan for you. You should be trying your absolute best to get rich all of the time. You should be struggling and working as hard as possible. And all of those lessons that will come with all the suffering and the difficulty will be amplified by the time you're a multimillionaire and you'll become the best version of yourself. That's how you become a top G. Wake up every day and be prepared to give 100% focus to all of the things you do. That's all you have to worry about. It's kind of like, if you worry about the work, the results come, the results are easy. Guys, money is easy. Money is easy. Women are easy. The life you want is easy. All you have to do is fall in love with the work. If you fall in love with the work, fall in love with being good at doing your work, getting it done, never missing a day, because the easiest way to make sure you never miss a lucky day is to try every single day. Lucky days exist, and you're never gonna know if you have a lucky day or not unless you try every single day. Then you're never gonna miss any lucky days, and you're gonna pull it off, and you're gonna realize it wasn't actually that difficult. All it took was consistency and constant effort, never being lazy and doing everything I'm supposed to do properly. When you tolerate something, you're admitting you deserve it. You're gonna get exactly what you deserve in life. From women, from masculine friendship, financially, respect on the street, luck. You get the luck you deserve. If you try your very best in all things, and you pray and you're really thankful to God and you say thank you all the time, you start to become very lucky. Lucky things start to happen. You get the luck you deserve when you try. It's truly remarkable. When a woman looks at you and goes, he can do anything he says he's going to do, that's when you become instantly attractive. Competence is extremely important. That's the masculine world. And peacocking built this world. Don't let losers and brokies sit and say to you, oh, all our graves are the same, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. You were not born to suffer and die without being remembered or leaving a mark on this planet. You weren't born for that. You were born to do something great and to be remembered. You were born to leave offspring, which are so fantastic, raised in your image, that you, by proxy, are discussed into eternity. Your bloodline becomes synonymous with competence and capability. That's why you were born. The reason the male peacock shows its feathers is to say, look what I have. There is nothing wrong with that. That's what built the modern world. All of the explorers who risked their lives on the seven seas did it to say, look what I did. The most beautiful buildings around you, the cathedrals, all these things that were built by men saying, look what we have done. We have done something other people cannot do. Flexing, in and of itself, is not a stupid idea. It's actually a biological norm amongst men. Don't be confused. You don't want to flex asininities. You want to flex capabilities. You want to flex competence. You want to flex, look what I can do, which others cannot do. And respect often lies on the other side of fear. If there's a decision that everybody's afraid to do, but you do it, that is what's going to get you respected by your peers. But masculine brotherhood has been the basis of keeping you accountable. It's very easy for you to become the best version of yourself if all the men around you are pushing you all of the time. And they're ensuring that they are being their best selves, which is constantly pushing and striving towards successes. This is what you're supposed to do. You always have. This is why even boxers, when they, although they fight alone, they train as part of a camp with other boxers. You're always pushing yourself all of the time. That's the primary objective of masculinity, is to leave your mark on the world. And it's easiest to do that if you have brothers behind you who are pushing you to be your best self. I don't know how to keep that fire going. What should I do? This is a really interesting question, actually, because it amazes me that so many people in the world still today, even though we have instant access via social media to the truly successful, believe anything they've done matters. So you've made 100 grand. You're still poor. That's nothing. That is nothing. 100 grand is nothing. It is my cigar bill for a month. It's nothing. You've changed nothing. You've achieved nothing. You need to compare yourself always and constantly to somebody who is outperforming you. You need to stop being so happy with yourself for these tiny little successes. This is what they teach inside of common pop psychology classes. Yeah, and take the small success and be happy with it and put little milestones and reward yourself for achieving the little milestone. No, that's not what you should do. The point is, the fact you can have a little tiny success and quit shows that there's something wrong with your mentality and your firmware in the first place. You don't know what success is. I don't consider myself successful. So how can you consider yourself successful enough to not work? All I do is work. I work 7 days a week, 18 hours a day, every single day, never missed a day, headache or not, ever. So I don't understand this mindset. And you see a lot of people do it, right? They'll say, oh yeah, I had a really great week and I made some money and now I'm in Costa Rica. You're never gonna win that way. People often say to the extremely wealthy people, why do you work all the time? All you do is work. If I was as rich as you, I'd just go on holidays. Not understanding that the kind of person who goes on holidays when they have money is not the kind of person who becomes truly rich. The kind of people who become truly rich are the people who work every day no matter what. Which is why all of the people who are truly rich are workaholics, because it's the only way to really get there. You can get to a certain point once you're a trillionaire, you're Jeff Bezos or whatever, that you can take some days off. I'm not saying that. But the point I'm making is you need to fall in love with being happy with yourself for how hard you've dedicated yourself to a task. That needs to be more satisfying to you than relaxing. Relaxing is probably the most boring thing you can possibly say for me to do. Say, Andrew, do you want to go relax? I say, what do? Stare at a wall? That sounds terrible. Nothing is worse than relaxing. I don't want to relax. I want to work. That's all I want to do is work. Because if I work and I achieve things, I feel good inside. I got something done. I feel good. I feel happy. If I just relax, nothing's been achieved, so I don't see the point of it. It doesn't even relax me. In fact, it makes me very anxious. So then I feel more stressed than if I was just doing the work in the first place, which is why relaxing is impossible for me. And he said, well, it sounds like you have an anxiety disorder. If it's a disorder that allows me to constantly work all of the time and never be happy unless all of my work is complete, thank God I have it, because if I didn't have this disorder, I'd be a normal jackass like you. Guys, time is running out for a chance to win. It truly is. You guys are truly running out of time. It's very important that you get your act together quickly. So if you want to call it anxiety disorder, then get one. Don't be talking about headaches. Don't be talking about working. Don't be arguing with women. You have things to do, right? It doesn't matter if you have a headache or not. You must work. Anxiety sounds like free energy. Could give me more. Absolutely. Anxiety is exactly that. It's free energy. Nervousness is free energy. The inability to rest or relax or sleep is free energy. You just have to have the discipline to direct it in the correct directions. You need to sit at home and feel this fire inside of you, because you do not have all of the money you want, all of the respect you want, and your name has not been echoed into eternity. You're not etched into the halls of history. You need to take all of that fire inside of you and all of that anger and direct it at one task. And you need to try your absolute best to ensure you succeed in that task. It's down to you. I can't drag you across the finish line. I can only show you where the race is and try and hype you up before you run. I can take you to the start line. I can tell you you can do it. I can tell you how fantastic it is when the race is over. I can tell you it is worth it, but you have to be the one to run the race. I can't carry you. If you're going to ask me stupid questions about headaches, you're never going to make it. There's going to be a huge contingent of the populace that never make it. But when you do, it is worth it because you're remembered. And that is the whole point of being alive as a man in the first place, is to go down in history. It's not to go through life comfortably. It's not to go through life without struggle, without pain. The point of being a man in the first place is so that you suffer enough for people to remember you, to die for something, to live for something. That's the whole point in all of this. There's nothing else to do. And make your name synonymous with something fantastic, which has affected humanity and culture. That's all it's about. And it's very difficult to do that if you're insignificant and broke and lazy and stupid with a fucking headache.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.